It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Vaccinations are starting to have an impact on the spread of COVID-19 in some communities, according to the State Health Department. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy examined vaccination rates in the state's 10 largest counties, comparing them to COVID-19 case rates. She says case rates are highest in locations where vaccination rates are lowest, and vice versa.
So we're seeing our communities protected through levels of vaccination that are higher.
Governor Polis says he expects eventually some counties will see community transmission drop off sharply when they hit herd immunity, and those with lower vaccination rates will keep seeing cases until they reach that point. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new national report gives Colorado high ratings in how it helps prepare babies and toddlers for a strong start in life. But CPR's Jenny Brundine reports there's still work to be done.
Colorado has a lower infant mortality rate and fewer babies without health care compared to other states. And fewer infants and toddlers in the state have adverse childhood experiences, such as physical neglect. But it's not all good news. The report from the nonprofit 0-3 also says the cost of child care in the state is high, taking up half of an average single parent's income. More babies here live in poverty. And Colorado ranked worse in critical areas, such as having a higher percentage of babies born with low birth weight. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A bill that would help create a Front Range passenger rail line moved out of a state Senate committee yesterday. Its sponsor, Senator Rachel Zenzinger, says a potential partnership with Amtrak and a growing population make creating alternatives to driving more important than ever before.
The time is now, really, truly. There has never been a better time to jump on this opportunity.
The bill would create a new transit district that would cover the Interstate 25 corridor. The district could ask voters to raise money for the project, which could cost billions of dollars. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.